Mother was sitting at the table when I entered her room. She began to pack her pipe with tobacco, but soon thought better of it and put it away. On top of the shelves holding the account books stood a beautiful European-style clock in a glass case. Mother looked at it every so often, but a few long minutes passed, and still she said nothing to me. Finally, I spoke up. "I'm sorry to disturb you, Mother, but I was told you wanted to see me."
"The doctor is late," she said. "We'll wait for him."
I imagined she was referring to Dr. Crabb, that he was coming to the Oki to talk about arrangements for my Mizwage. I hadn't expected such a thing and began to feel a tingling in my belly. Mother passed the time by patting Taku, who quickly grew tired of her attentions and made little growling noises. At length, I heard the maids greeting someone in the front entrance hall below, and Mother went down the stairs. When she came back a few minutes later, she wasn't escorting Dr. Crabb at all, but a much younger man with smooth silver hair carrying a leather bag.
"This is the girl," Mother said to him.
I bowed to the young doctor, who bowed back to me.
"Ma'am," he said to Mother, "where shall we?"
Mother told him the room we were in would be fine. The way she closed the door, I knew something unpleasant was about to happen. She began by untying my obi and folding it on the table. Then she slipped the kimono from my shoulders and hung it on a stand in the corner. I stood in my yellow underrobe as calmly as I knew how, but in a moment, Mother began to untie the waistband that held my underrobe shut. I couldn't quite stop myself from putting my arms in her way, though she pushed them aside just as the Baron had done, which gave me a sick feeling. After she'd removed the waistband, she reached inside and pulled out my kashimaki, once again, just as it had happened in Hakone. I didn't like this a bit, but instead of pulling open my robe as the Baron had, she refolded it around me and told me to lie down on the mats. The doctor knelt at my feet and, after apologizing, peeled open my underrobe to expose my legs. Mameha had told me a little bit about Mizwage, but it seemed to me I was about to learn more. Had the bidding ended and this young doctor emerged the winner? What about Dr. Crabb and Nobu? It even crossed my mind that Mother might be intentionally sabotaging Mameha's plans. The young doctor adjusted my legs and reached between them with his hand, which I had noticed was smooth and graceful like the chairman's. I felt so humiliated and exposed that I had to cover my face. I wanted to draw my legs together, but I was afraid anything that made his task more difficult would only prolong the encounter. So I laid with my eyes pinched shut, holding my breath. I felt as little Taku must have felt the time he choked on a needle, and Auntie held his jaws open while Mother put her fingers down his throat. At one point, I think the doctor had both his hands between my legs, but at last he took them away and folded my robe shut. When I opened my eyes, I saw him wiping his hands on a cloth.